We're here with Gianandrea Noseda. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back.
This is a really beautiful, interesting program. How would you describe the theme of it?
There is, in a way, a Russian flavor because Mazeppa was a Ukrainian hero, went to Poland, and there is also a fantastic opera written by Tchaikovsky on the same subject, Mazeppa. And, of course, tells the story of this big warrior tied on a horse, and they made the horse as a torture to ride in a camp. So, but he survived. Of course, his revenge, the Mazeppa's revenge, was very cruel. And this tone poem, so is written by Hungarian Liszt, but connected with Russian flavor. Sibelius, you know, Finland, Karelia, which is now a region of Finland, belonged to Russia at the time when Sibelius was alive. So I cannot say Sibelius was connected with Russia, but if you, for instance, listen, his second symphony is very much full of echoes of Russia. And of course, this concerto, violin concerto, at the beginning, there is this sort of stillness you just heard, and Leonidas was just spectacular. Just is a sort of depiction of the level, the color of the earth on the sky. You cannot say the horizontal line at the end because the color is the same. So you are just lost in this middle of nowhere, this stillness, which is very much a landscape you can get in Siberia and north of Finland. So it's something connected with the Russian soul. And of course, after the break, you will... Now you will experience Symphony No. 1 by Tchaikovsky, which was, of course, very Russian.
And the Sibelius was, there were several versions. And this is the last version. Mm. And it's so interesting because even though it's not program music per se, it conjures a definite mood.
Of course. Immediately at the beginning, it just gives the mood of the concerto. Of course, in the finale, with this, you will hear this kind of, which is not Russian. It sounds more like gypsy, more like connected with the southern Spain, Andalusia. But of course, in the first version, was even more extreme. This kind of atmosphere, the gloomy and foggy and lonely situation. And I have to say, I have a particular love for the early version, but I think the revised one, the one you will listen now, in terms of craftsmanship, is more complete, is more refined, of course.
And we're about to hear Tchaikovsky's first symphony. Does the fact that it was his first symphony affect the way you approach it?
Any first symphony of any composer is something you don't know how will develop. First symphony by Beethoven, who knows? First symphony by Schumann, by Brahms, by Tchaikovsky, who knows? Who knew at that time if this fantastic symphony would have been followed by other? Of course, now we know the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the Pathétique, Manfred symphony. We know because we know the history of the music. But this symphony is so deeply Russian, like the second one. I can say the first two symphonies by Tchaikovsky are the most connected with the old Russian soul. I can feel Borodin elements. Some of the Mussorgsky elements, for instance, the beginning, the first few bars of the second movement in this very uncertain key, the tonality, the chords are moving in a very subtle way, but very unpredictable. Every change of chord is a surprise. So it's very refined. And also the scherzo with this always changing the path from the 3 to 2. So it's 3 is 2. Is absolutely in 3, but with all these accents in the wrong position, in the wrong position where you expect to find them, is so particularly personal. It's just 100% Tchaikovsky, but really the Tchaikovsky connected with the deepest Russian tradition. After that, of course, with the number 4, number 5, number 6, is still incredibly Russian, but the German way to compose, the structure of the symphony becomes more connected with the center of Europe. But this one is so deeply connected with the Russian soul.
You know, people talk about trying to figure out what the composer's intention was. Doesn't a work of art take on a life of its own once it's out there?
Any piece has its own life when you just perform. For a conductor, for a performer, to have more elements in your pocket to lead, to go through the symphony, it's important. If I have to say one word, it's just a melancholic feeling. From the beginning, so simple and so melancholic. And the second movement also, I cannot say there is a sadness. There is a loneliness, a melancholic, just the wish to find something positive for your life. The young Tchaikovsky probably didn't know at that time he was going to become one of the greatest composers, very often performed nowadays. So he didn't know that. He was just a young composer, so let's see how it goes. So let's see how is the response of the audience and the orchestra and the conductor. But melancholic, so there is a sort of, not sadness, but tenderness and very deep in feelings, with also a very extroverted finale, also because he wanted to show a sort of good and happy part of his personality, of course. But it's a very moving symphony. I love all the introduction of the finale. I think is one of the greatest achievements in Tchaikovsky output. Just the introduction before he gets to the Allegro Maestoso, the last movement, is really well crafted, well composed. Very good orchestration, especially in the low register of the orchestra. It starts, to give you an idea, violoncelli, contrabassi, clarinetti, and that's it. So just this kind of clarinetti in the low register, just giving this kind of color. The clarinets, they start the symphony number 5, so many clarinets in the low register. Tchaikovsky goes back to the previous idea, so this kind of, the bassoons, the fagotti, always very present in the Tchaikovsky music. So there is a sort of darkness, but just leading to some positive, transfigured moment, which is the finale, where probably get overexcited. I mean, there is a sort of explosion on bon humeur, which probably didn't apply to him, but this is the history of this symphony.
Well, we look forward to listening to the second half. Thank you so much, Maestro.
You are very welcome. I really hope you enjoy.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.